bond witness charges attempt to frame up. The Atlanta Constitution, Sunday, the 27th of December, 1914, page 2, column 4, Isom says, effort has been made to get him to double-cross solicitor. Courthouse circles were stirred yesterday over the report that an attempt had been made to force Charlie Isom, a prosecuting witness in the recent bond scandal before the grand jury, to double-cross solicitor Hugh M. Dorsey, who waged the crusade against the alleged gang of bond swindlers. Isom stated last night that he would take the matter up with Mr. Dorsey upon the latter's return Monday from Valdosta and seek indictments against members of the gang he accuses of assailing him Christmas Eve night. He mentioned the names of a number of the figures brought to light in the recent bond revelations. According to Isom's story, he was approached by the men he names shortly after dark in the Temple Court building. Threats were made and even violence attempted, he says, when it was demanded that he betray the solicitor when the bond indictments come to trial in the next term of Superior Court. Isom was one of the star witnesses in the grand jury's bond investigation. It is stated that he is the secret source throughout which the solicitor obtained much of the evidence that resulted in the big mass of indictments. Charlie Isom is a conspicuous character in court realms. He is a former policeman and was a witness in the Frank case. Page 3. Column 3, Frank case decision expected on Monday. Judge Lamar still has application under consideration. Washington, December 26th. Special. Associate Justice Lamar, who has had under consideration the application in the habeas corpus proceedings presented by Louis Marshall of New York, counsel for Leo M. Frank, who is condemned to die for the murder of Mary Fagan, will announce no decision until Monday. When his decision is ready, it will be sent to the office of the Supreme Court clerk.